Okay. All right, let's continue where we left off. We started in Chutzad Ivav. We started the last three Sifim. We were discussing Polenta Shechazera. And so let's pick it up from there. The last, the Aruch HaShulchan has a comment in Sif Lamed Ches here that we presented the Machlokes and Rishonim. Whether the din shechvezera polenta shechvezera is only nemar lataris, that's what the Rashba and the Torah Zavayas said b'shem the Ravid. It wasn't said labayil at all, and the Rashba was no talulim like that, and that's why we said the Rith did not quote these dinim. However, the Balei HaTosfos and the Rabbein Yon and the Rosh and the Tur, they all say the din of polenta shechvezera applies not just to taris but also labayla. And thusly says the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Minig is called Tzarfa of Ashkenaz. The Beis Yosef says. And that's the way we assume. So, Lamaisa, let's pick it up from there. How many days, Taka, do you have to wait? Okay? And so it's very hard to discern by Polenta Shechvezera because it's white, of course, and Lamaisa, there might be mucus, and it's hard to discern, you know, what you're dealing with. And also, there's no Hargasha, like we find by Dam Nida, by menstruation. If a woman has that, we don't find there's a notion of, there's no requirement for Hargasha for Polenta Shechvezera. We don't find any din like that anywhere in Shas, that Shechvezera is Metama without Hargasha. It's a Mishnah Mikvos. And therefore, the Rishonim held, Lamaisa, since a woman does not know whether it's Niflata Shechvezera Migufa, therefore, we can't count days where it's clear that she might be Polet Shechvezera. And therefore, Tosfos says this in Nida and Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in Maskal Roa, and the Rosh says in Perek Dalet Siman Aleph. And therefore, the Mechaber writes in Siman Kuf Tzad Ivav Sif Yud Aleph, Shafilin Ishik Var Eina Roa Adam, even if she already stopped bleeding, you cannot count the days, the Yomam Nikim, until at least 4 days have passed, and we'll get to even five, from the Pam Achrona that she was had bia. So there's no problem. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. In theory, in these days, if she stopped bleeding, in theory, one could say she could do a Hefsek Tara in these days. Because Lamaisa, she stopped bleeding. They just can't be counted as days of Yemei Nikin. Okay? But the Pashtus is if she stopped bleeding and she did Lamaisa, let's say she had a 1 day menstruation, like a lot of these, some of these very strong, birth control pills. Maybe she'll have a Tipis Chodshi. 1 day she'll have menstruation. So in theory, at day two, if she did a Hefsek Tara, in theory that would be good. But you can't start the Yemei Nikim until after 5 days, which we'll see. So Lamaisa, it comes out that the din is that after 3 days, Shechvezera is Masriach. Okay, that's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Tevov, Amud Aleph. That after Sheish Onis Mies Leis Misha Sheyatsa Zera Miguf Ish, we assume that Lamaisa it has the ability to be Masriach. But after those 3 days, it does not anymore. And therefore, you have to wait till those 6 days are done. Those six Onos are done. Because halacha lamaisa, she might not be margish the yetzias zera, and she might think she's tahora, and count the shivanikim, and therefore that's where the number the sheshonis the three come from. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait. You have to wait the 4 days. So it comes out the mechaber's example that he gives is if she shimshah b'motzoi Shabbos v'chatzos laila, and the shechvezera comes out of her. Let's say on Wednesday, Lamaisa, Lifnei Erev Yom Revi, Ba'osa Shah is Metameher. So, therefore, in such a case where it comes out of her, Lamaisa, and Erev Yom Revi, so that, in a sense, passels or disqualifies the whole day of Wednesday, the night and day, and therefore she cannot start until when? Until Thursday, until Yom Chamishi. So, it comes out that 4 days after the Tashmish, there's no chash anymore that she's going to be tame based on Polenta Shechvezera, and therefore, in theory, she should really be able to count, start counting from Thursday, halachically, which is Wednesday night. So that's where the 4 days come into play. So we have this. So there's a possibility that, you know, you would have thought Saturday night to Sunday night is one. Sunday night to Monday night is two. Monday night to Tuesday night is three. And then when you get to Wednesday night, it should be okay. But the problem is that we said the bia was at Chatzos. So if she has a plate that she comes early, let's say like 2 hours before midnight, right at the end, that disqualifies the whole halachic day of Tuesday night and Wednesday day. So that's how you're going to pass. That's how you get to the 4 days. And then the Trumas Adeshin in Reish Mem Hei adds on another day. Why is that? He says in Simon Reish Mem Hei, I read you, I'm quoting his Lashon. He says, Berova Chiburim, cause of the Isha Shishim Shim Baila Varasa Bobiyom, Lotasa Lispor Shivanikim Ad Yom Chamishi Lishimusha. Mishum deshesh ona shlemus bina lefleta shechlezerav shamati sheyesh lahosif od yom echad v'lo tasa lispor ad yom shishi l'shimusha kegon, same example, motzoi shabbos ad yom shishi, meaning Thursday night could start, Thursday night and Friday. Shim tatir lo shetasa l'yemei asvira v'yom chamishi, if you start counting Wednesday night, Thursday, shivar kalu sheyesh ona shlemim, ma shetiflot od eino soser, ike lemechash, the Zimnin to Shamish Ben Ashmoshos, the Motzoi Shabbos. Maybe she had beer early Saturday afternoon, you know, Saturday evening. The Hitis Bord Adayin Yomu. She thought she ended the beer before Shkia. Venimsi Yechol Lahasa Lispor Liom Revi, which is Chamisha Lishimusha. And at Vein Okain, it's not true. El Alai Lahaya. Really, the beer was at night, Kisha Shimsha. Nimsa Dadayan Platis Belel Revi, she'll still be emitting Shikvazir Lelavi, which would be a problem. The Shesh Ona Shlemis Binan. Lachain Machmirin Ad Yom Od Yom Lishimusha Vasulake Slamidi. So the Chumas Adesh is Khoshish, a woman might have Bia Somak Ben Ashmasha, she'll make a mistake. She'll think that she had the Bia before Shkia, but she really had it afterwards. And therefore, to prevent all this mistake, Chama made a Takana. Lahaskosfiris Ayamim Hanikim, 5 days after Tashmish Lamaisa, and not just 4 days afterwards. So therefore, basically what that sets up for us is a scenario of anytime a woman bleeds, you cannot start your Shivanikim unless you've at least counted 5 days of bleeding. Now if she bleeds a sixth day or a seventh day, of course, you gotta continue. But if she bleeds 1 or 2 days, it doesn't make a difference. You gotta wait at least five, okay? Based on this, what? So it's like a chumra agave chumra, you know, because I don't know if it's a chumra agave chumra. It's a one chumra because, I mean, it just seems if you're so forhitzed with the ace lias of sheish onus, maybe you should end precisely there. But we have this din that it disqualifies the whole day if you saw before, and therefore it sows to that day. It doesn't sow to the whole count. The Taz already points that out. The Taz already points this out in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sifkot and Yud. The Taz points out, he says, I, Shivin Akim, need Ritzufin. But he says, Shech Vazera, you don't require that. You don't require Lamaisa. So you don't have to restart the count. It's Soser Oso Yom Bilvat, since that day is not Naki. That's what the Gemara has on Laman Zayin and Al. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, you know, it's different. We don't say that you got to restart that count again. The Taz already makes that Nakuda. And then the Taz also points out in that same Sifkon Yud, it's an interesting kasha. He says, why aren't you choshish that maybe there was blood that the Shech Vazera covered over, like we had at Kuf Tzadi Gimel? Maybe there was there's blood in the Shech Vazera. Maybe she hasn't stopped bleeding. So he says, we're not choshish. By a kala in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, there's a lot of blood because of the Bila Rishon, and that's what we're worried about. Mashenkim Ishar Nasha, we're not choshish for that. Okay, so therefore, what you have is this din of what? This din of the Trumas Adeshin. So what we have is a Chumra Gabi Chumra is the next din, and that is you make a Gzeira of Lo Shimsha To Shimsha. Because we just got through saying that we always categorically say this, that a woman menstruates, we always wait 5 days. So in that same piece, in the Trumas Adeshin discusses the following. Because in theory, one would have said, if there's a chshash a plate to Shech Vazera, that means that if the woman didn't have bia before she started bleeding, what's the concern at all? She should be able to count the Shivanikim immediately After what? After she stopped bleeding? What's the concern? She only menstruated one day or 2 days, let's say. She didn't have Bia before she was bleeding. Maybe she had Bia a few weeks ago, but she didn't have Bia right before. What's the big deal? So the Trumas Hadesha presents the Gzeira. He says as follows. The Sheila is, Isha Shalo Shimshim Baila Tok Shiva Yomim, O Shalohaya Baila Beir, Verasa, Sricha Afal Pikein Lahamtin. That's the shaila. Tshuva. The matzati bor zeruah gadol. The idin nashim shalana srichim leishiv shiva yomim nikim. Levad miyom sherasabo. The tovelas below asiri l'riyasa. The nosan atam b'shum pleit to shichva zera. The kosov alav the bein shimsha. The bein shalosh shimsha. Samach l'riyasa lo plug rabbanan. The Gazino lo shimsha atal shimsha b'yom riyasa, says she had bia right before she menstruated, o yom echad kodem riyasa, and therefore adkan. So you see we make such a gzeira. So it comes out that we add this day, where most of yom echad mishum nechshash of ben hashmashas that we had before. We also have the chumrah that we're not machalek, whether she had bia, whether she didn't have bia, and therefore he says, and this tshuva that I said is also in Reish Mem Hei of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Kolshkin Mizrakars don't have that impression, oh, that it's like a Chumra Gabi Chumra. The Chumra Siseris, Nogin Bobinos, the Sokin Bilchus Nida, it's a good thing, this Chumra Gabi Chumra, and don't minimize it at all. So it's very strong that the Trumas Nej quotes this Takana Keduma, that every woman has to at least wait 5 days from the time she sees blood, then she can start her Shivas Nakim. Now, it's interesting that if you counted the 5 days from the last time you had Tashish, it would cause a lot of big mistakes, and therefore the Chum made it, you know, very, very uniform in that sense, and they said that, they said it very uniform, and you have to wait, Lamaisa, and we're going to see a few exceptions to the rule, but at least Lamaisa, you're going to have to have this general rule of 5 days. So let's see what it says, Lamaisa, in the Mechaber. In Sif Yud Aleph, okay, in Sif Yud Aleph, L'Halacha, we follow the Psak of the Ramah, and Lamaisa, we count the 5 days in a situation where you have a Sufik, Lamaisa, where you counted 5 days, whether she doesn't know whether she saw the Fnei Shkia or Acher Shkia, we Halacha Lamaisa, whether she forgot, she's not clear. So we assume Halacha Lamaisa that we need these, we need to have these days, and it's very possible to say that Lechachila it's Nikba, the whole thing is to get out of a Suffolk. So whether the Suffolk's on 1 day or maybe 2 days, as long as the woman's sure she's counted Shiva Nikim. After she did a Hefzik Tara, Lamaisa, which was at least 4 days, we assume it's fine. So in a situation where she's really not sure, as long as we know for sure that she's waited 4 days and done the Hefzik Tara, started Shiva Nikim, it's fine, because we're tagging on these 5 days again because of Chashash Ben Hashmashos, and also make Exeris Shimshu Lol Shimshu. So therefore, as long as she knows for sure it's four, there's good reason to be Mekel. We will see that in the Psak that Bidiyev, we would allow it. Now the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkon Tedvav quotes the Shlach Kodesh, who's Mechadesh, where Yontov comes out B'yom Shishi. Yontov comes out, let's say, on the 6th day. And the woman is B'toivel Lel Shabbos. So it's better Shetistapek B'amtonis Arba Yomim. It's better that she should be Mistapek B'amtonis Arba Yomim in order to be Tova on Lel Yontov. And the reason for that is because if she was Tova on Lel Shabbos, she's going to have to, when we get to the din of Chafifa and Tefillah, she's going to have to do it on Erev Yom Shishi, and there's going to be a big gap between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. So, when you have no choice, for example, she cannot, she can't do a Hefzik Tara Lamaisa after, she has to wait at least 4 days. Okay, but Lamaisa, we would be, if you have no choice, a Matar be told on Erev Shabbos. But where it's possible, we want to, if it's Adif L'Haktim Satfila B'Yom Echad, in order to be count the Shivas Yom Nekimim Arba Amim Achariyas Dam. So that's an example that, again, 4 days would suffice. We wouldn't have to have five, that Pesachei Tshuva, B'Shem the Shlach HaKodesh. Now there's a big machloikis lamaisa how to be noig on this. Rabavadi in the Abi Omer Chelik Aleph in Yordei Asumin Tedvav in the Taras Abayis, he writes in Yud Gimel Shid Aleph, he says they should be noig like the Maran, like the Beis Yosef, and to wait 4 days after Riyah Rishonah in such a case. Okay? And he says, obviously, you got to wait till the blood stop bleeding, but Lamaisa, stop bleeding, Lamaisa, 4 days would suffice. However, the Shairo says, he says, Imzos Nirisha Rov Kilos Sfardios are Makabo, the Ben Ishchai's Psak, and that is always 5 days from Riyah Rishonah, and also Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says like that in Amud Kuf Lamed Zayin. So it's a machlokes basically between Rav Avadya and the Ben Ishchai and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu as to whether you would go 4 or 5 in such cases. Amud and Kuf Lamed Zayin and Dar Ketara, he said this psak, Allah Lamais. He says, Taseh Hefzatab Yom HaChamishi L'Riyasa. It's in bold in print. So it's a big machlokes. Okay, he says here in the Darkei Tara, chelek hamakomos that are nogel lahamtin more than 5 days, and we'll see that in the Ramah. Then the Maisa, you know, he says meachsha mining nafotz etz asfardim hayal lahamtin chamisha yomim roisha gam hemi amtinu chamisha yomim mitzchila saria kami meisha lo shimsha erev riyasa. So basically, if you go with that approach of the Ben Ishchai Mordechai, you'd say 5 across the board. Now, what happens in a situation where a woman sees dam immediately after the tefillah, before she was with her husband? So the Sidrei Tara and Sifkat and Lamed Tes says, in such a situation, a woman does not have to count 5 days. She can count the Shiva Nikim immediately, because there's no chash that there's played the Shiva Zera, because she wasn't with her husband. So this is a very, very uncommon case, and therefore we invoke the famous klal that's mentioned many times in Shas. Now it's important to emphasize that a woman, Lamais is chayav lahamtin 5 days, rakim kodum lachain, she was able to have bia with her husband. Let's say for some reason a woman was a surah on her husband and she saw blood. For some reason she was a surah on her husband, and she menstruated, she would not be mechuyev, says the Shari Ora, to wait 5 days. She could count the Shiva Nikim immediately. So it would follow, based on that, that a woman that saw blood in the middle of the Shiva Nikim, and she has to restart counting Lamaisa, she doesn't have to do 5 and 7 again. She just has to restart doing the Shiva Nikim again, without doing a 5 and 7, because she couldn't be with her husband anyway, because she saw blood. So too, a Yoledis that saw blood before she went to mikveh, I don't know if she's going to mikveh, I guess, because Dam Tar, I don't know, maybe like Rabbi Tam, but she saw blood, Lefnei Shetavla, and she would have to wait Shiva Nikim, but she wouldn't have to wait 5 days, because she can't have be anyway with her husband, because, you know, the doctor said it's too early. So that would be another example. Another example of this that would be in the following case, bless you, if a woman was porish from her husband al Suffolk, let's say she had a kesem, and then a day later she starts menstruating. So she also, says the Shari Ora, would not be chayef to wait 5 days, because she's from the time that she started bleeding with menstruation, because she saw a kesem. Even if she went to a Rav, and the Rav paskined Lamaisa that it was fine, that it was Tahora, but afterwards she starts menstruating, she could count the 5 days from the Riyas HaKesem. Very interesting Chiddush, what he's saying. What he's saying here. Yes?
He said, just to clarify, going back to the Yoledes case, he says because the doctors that... It's because she's off there, because the doctor says that.
Well, I think, safe. Well, both. Both could be, I mean.
But it's not safe medically, wouldn't be the same as a little bit here. Meaning, I was.
Yeah, but that was an example that we gave. That case is an example where she wouldn't have to wait, you know, 5 days.
If he's not here, most assume, not like the math,
we'll get to the details.
But that would be enough to say that since the doctor said that it's not safe medically, that'd be
enough. No, but it's not just the doctors, it's halachically, I think.
Yeah,
I think so, halachically. Yeah, but why is she going to mikvah? The only thing I thought she was going to mikvah was like Rabbi Natan.
Right, I think so.
Yeah, it's not because of the doctors, just it's because of halachically, yeah. So halachically it's a problem. But what I'm saying in this case is that she can count the Shiva Nikim, she can count her 5 days from the Kesem, even if the Chacham Paskin, then it was Tahorah.
Right. So why was she Tori?
What'd you say?
Chacham said it was Torah, why was she Tori?
I guess she was, you know, she was Machmer for a day. You know, she herself didn't get to the Chacham till the next day, let's say. You know, and then she had the menstruation, then he wants to say that that even though he Paskin, it was Tahorah, it goes from that day. So that would be, that's what he wanted to tie it. But he says one other case I wanted to mention. Let's say for some reason a woman didn't go to a mikveh 1 month. She didn't go to a mikveh 1 month, and then she menstruates the next month. She obviously wasn't with her husband because she was a surah. So in such a case also he wants the taina that she would not be chayev to what? To wait the 5 days. That she would end her bleeding and she could go right to the what? Go right to the Shiva Nikim. That's what he wants to taina. Because no shash bleach was there. She was also the whole month. So that's what he wants to taina. So these are some cases where we give an exception to the rule of the Shiva Nikim of 5 days and maybe go with four. Right. Okay? Yeah.
The woman's having trouble conceiving. Would we ever advise her, so she's a very short cycle?
Right, to ovulate, mean?
Yeah. Would we ever advise her not to be a 1 month in this way that she could start the count early?
Uh-huh. I don't know. That's a good question, Jeremy. I don't know.
I think it would be best to frame right study. It says that she shouldn't go to the mikveh the previous month.
Yeah. And then you can skip it.
Then you could just skip it.
Very good. Okay. You write that where in the Mikrei Kodesh? Or Hard Sweet? Very good. Kuf Mem Zayin. Very good. Okay. There you have it. Okay. Good.
Also, just to make sure I have it clear, the Truman Adesh that we reported earlier, you said about the Shemir Shemir Shemashim concern, you should add an extra day. But you said you should wait until Yom Shishi. That's what I think I recorded.
5 days. Five complete days. That's when it's going to be mutter, Yom Shishi.
Thursday night.
Yeah, that's when it's going to be mutter. After five complete days. Okay. All right, and also, let's get to the case about Akala. The Taz says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Sifkot and Dalid, he quotes a Maharal Prague, that he says Akala, after Bilis Mitzvah, also can wait only 4 days. And she doesn't have to wait 5 days before she starts her Shiva Nikim. And there are two reasons why that we be mako by Dam Besulim over a regular Re'iyah. Number one is that it's the Rabbana we learned, Dam Besulim, the requirement to be Poirish. Therefore, there's more reason to be mako. Number two, Bilis Mitzvah is probably not Ben Hashmashos, and therefore there's no chash of adding on that extra day. Now, with Chapa Nafkemine, interesting, be a shnia if there's still dam sulam, right? Be a shnia if there's still dam sulam. If you would say, according to the second approach, so that second bia very possibly could have been Ben Hashmashos, and therefore you'd have to wait 5 days. Whereas if you hold like the first approach that it's dam sulam and not dam nida, well, even in be a shnia it was dam sulam, right? So even in be a shnia it was dam sulam, then it should be enough to wait 4 days. You shouldn't have to wait 5 days. And Pashtus, since the whole thing's Nerobonon, one would say you could be Makel. So if you had Dam Besulim in the Bia Shnia, one would be permissible to wait only 4 days if the bleeding, of course, stopped and then start the Shiva Nikim. That would come out very good, Lamaisa. So what happens, says the Sitz Eliezer, very interesting, in Chelik Tetzayin Simenayin, if a Kala who separated from her chosin after she saw Dam Sulam, and then she starts menstruating Dam Nida. When can she wait? When does she have to chive to wait 5 days from? So since Lamaisha, she's also on her husband based theorize now because she's menstruating, it's not just a Rabbanan. But I think we once mentioned Lamaisha that it's possible to say that the 5 days she could count from the Riyas Dam Sulam because Bain called the call, she was also her husband anyway. So Lamai Nafkamina. Even though Dam Nida is the Arise and Dam Sulam is the Rabbanan, but Lamaisa, she could start counting from the time that she was Porish from the Dam Besulim and not the Dam Nida. Also, it could be, so that's one din, Legabe Akala. That's after the Chasana. Another din is the Kala before the Chasana. What about the Kala before the Chasana? Does she have to wait 5 and 7? So Pashup Shat Lamaisa, a Kalif Nei Nechasa, Bedera Klal would wait 5 and 7, of course. But what happens if it's going to get perhaps to be a situation that the 5 and 7 might cause a chuppah needed? Here also the Shario says there's what to be makel on, that maybe she should count Lamaisa the Shivanikim Miyad when the Dam is Mafsik Lazuv Migufo. So it could be a Kala that sees Dam before the Chuppah. It could very well be Lamaisa. So let's say a Kala that sees Dam before the Chuppah, or Miyad afterwards, and she became Aser B'Yichu, because why? Because they weren't together. Also Lamaisa, it could very well be that maybe there might be room to be Makel too. That's kind of like a third scenario, that maybe there could be a Kula that maybe she doesn't have to wait 5 and 7, maybe 4 and 7, wait till when the blood stops bleeding and then start the Shivnikim. So we mentioned three scenarios by the Kala.
She can be Makel on the Shulchan. She can be Makel even on the Shulchan Aruch 6 Onos? Or is she stopping? Is she starting when she stops bleeding?
You're talking about the Kala before the Chuppah?
Yeah.
Kala before the Chuppah, Luma, you can't be. Yeah, she's definitely going to need 4. I'm saying, can you be Makel on the 4? So maybe we can be Makel on the 4 to prevent the Chuppah's needed. But there's a third scenario that maybe you could say that before they were together, she became a need after the wedding. In that case, also, maybe to be a little bit more Makel, she stopped bleeding after 4 days also. So I don't know if you add them all up, it's about 7-8 cases that I think we mentioned that you could break down the half coolers of the 5. We had 3 scenarios, perhaps by the Kala, and we had maybe 3 or 4 other cases that maybe you could break down as well. But Lamaisa, you see that it's a very, very strong din. Okay, so I want to see the sifim here, Yud-Alfie, basically Gimel, then we'll start from the beginning of the simon. Real quick, Jeremy. Yeah.
I mean, 4 days before the Kala even had got married. Should be Nathan.
We remember we said that according to Truma Sadeshin, it's a Xerish Shimshat or Lo Shimshim. She's menstruating, and then she's got to do Shiva Nikim to get ready for the wedding. So we want to make it uniform, so it's uniform.
But isn't she Asura to him? That's what Jeremy's asking.
Let's get to it in the Shulchan Aruch. We make a low plug. Let's see the din. Yes.
So all those cases, you're only being Makel for 4 days instead of 5 days?
Yes.
You weren't saying that you can never...
There were some cases we started right away. That if during the Shiva Nikim, she doesn't even need 5. Right. She saw blood in the middle, you don't have to do 5 and 7. There was a case
that's
where you could...
That's by the Kesem.
That's by the case. So the Shiva Nikim, she saw a Kesem, let's say. You don't have to do 5 and 7 again. You don't have to do anything, you just do Shiva Nikim. Okay? So some of those cases we mentioned, I think, was it just that one case... Was there another one at all also? Was there another one if she was us or the whole? What'd you say?
She sees blood immediately after going to the mikvah.
Right. She sees blood. Those two cases, you don't need 5 and 7 at all. Just you need 7. But the other cases was 4. So it was about 7 or 8 cases we had. Yes, Yoni.
I think the Taz writes by, he quotes that by Kala.
Like Jeremy said, well, let's see this now. And Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Okay, so what does he say? He says, Plot Lanti Shech Vezer Vimei Sifi Rasa, if it's Tov Sheish Onos L'Shimusha, it's Soser Oso Yom. Just that day, it's disqualified, like we said. It's not like Dom, that it's Soser, the whole thing, you got to start again. L'Fikach, if she's Meshamesh Mitosa, and she sees afterwards, Uposko, she doesn't have to start, she cannot start Shiva Nikim until Sheish Onos Lemos, Shema Tiflo. And therefore, she doesn't start counting till after what? The 5th day of the Shemusha. So he gives the example we gave of Motzoi Shabbos, okay? And so Lomaisa, it says here, it says, Kaimel and Enchik Lazer Masriach Achiyavlo Sheish Onos. So the Taz points out here that after Sheish Onos, the Sheikh Lazer is Masriach Sifkon Hei. And it's Tiflot Oso, it's Kapoletis Mayim Ba'amu Tahira. After 3 days, it's fine. So he says, Lafikach Omru Chachomim, she shouldn't count 7 Nikim, Miyaj, Kshafsek Adam, she has to wait. Sheish onus mishashi yotza azera migufa ish. And he points out lamaisa bim lavru sheish onus. Even if it's a lacking an hour or two, to mashlim sheish onus. He says she's tmei of sosiris also yom bilvad. And he points out that many gedol the achronim or machmer shalol hasol minyan shivanikim el miyom hashishi l'shimusha. Because Xeri should come to make a mistake, like we said. But then he says, as Yoni pointed out, a kala after Bilas Mitzvah could count Shivanikim, Miyom Chamisha L'Shemusha. She doesn't have to be Machmir, Bedam Sulim, Mishum Tashmish, Mishum Tashmish, Ben Ashmashos. Because she doesn't do Ben Ashmashos. Achein, Be'emis, if she's Nivla Bilas Mitzvah, Biyom Rishon, Ben Ashmashos, then for sure she'd have to what? She'd have to count the what? Shivanikim, Miyom Ashishi. Okay, so. Here he's talking about a kala after Bilas Mitzvah. You're talking about a kala before, okay? So we didn't get to that taz yet, okay? So the taz after Bilas Mitzvah, Lamai, this is the case that we mentioned. Okay, that's the case we said. Fine. Yes?
The chashash of seeing Dan Ben Ashmashos, why does that make her count a whole new day? It should make her count 12 hours.
It's not Dan, it's having the Bia Ben Ashmashos.
It's in the Bia Ben Ashmashos. Why does she have to count? Why does it make it a third to a fourth day? Why doesn't it make it a third to three and a half?
No, because we disqualified a whole day. Anytime she saw Shifazer, disqualifies the whole day. Okay, that's the
but
day.
But I thought we said that the Mizera is Mizrachic after three.
Yeah, but it,
24
but
hour
we,
periods.
But,
it's not a
but it's Soser that day. That's the din, the Gemara says on Lamed Zion. Soser that day. That's the din. We don't do a Miz. Soser, if it's in that window, it Asher's that day. Passes that day. Okay, so let's get to the. Let's get weiter now and then. The Ramah goes weiter. The Ramah describes, he says, Hetifsok Yom Revileis Erev, Vyom Achamisho Laminion, Yesh Shekosalein Yesh Lamten Od Yom Echa, Dainish Lelaskal Limnos Od Ad Yom Shishi, the Jeremy said, Vyom Rishon Lesfiros, the Chashin Shem of the Shamash, Vyom Rishon, Ben Ashmash, Tizmor Shu Yom, Vef Shishu Laila, Vim Tassel Limnos Vyom Achamishi, Yetok Shesh Onos Lashimusha, Aken Yesh Lahos of Yom Echa, Vyati Yefshalavolito, Lide Tos. So what's the din b'di'evit? Says the Sidrei Tara, the Chochmas Adam. Let's say b'di'evit, she only waited 4 days. She did her hefsek tara, she did shivanikim. What's the din? It's fine. She doesn't have to count a yom echad and go to mikveh a second time. We don't want any motzi laz al v'neha. And therefore, l'maisa, that's what it means, ein l'shanos. Okay, so you see already another kula, if b'di'evit, okay? So b'di'evit, it's fine if she didn't do that. Okay. Then he says, v'yesh noshim, shenogu l'hachmer od l'hamtin ad shiva yomim. Ein tam b'davar. That's already too much, but I want you to know that chumra. There are those that say a whole week. She got to wait 7 and 7. And he says, ein tam b'davar. So the tazer and zifkon vav, quotes this minig b'shem d'or zaruah. So it's interesting. There's two or zaruahs. We know the or zaruah by Vestas. There's a second or zaruah that's very important. This one we don't accept. The Bach, though, writes that the time of the minig is, of this Bach, is a zeichelos a minig that b'yimei ha'kodmin, they used to do tovel shtei tfilas. Tfilah for shiva yamin needed the raisa, and tfilah sheni for the shiva nikim. So therefore, there's no agin l'hakra gam achshav to be mamtin 14 days. But he says, this is not enough of a reason. Kidei laharchik tefillah mitzvah. Yafe kasav ramah. He says that you should be mizrizin makdimin to do the shiva nikim as much as you can, as quick as possible. I'll be alochit. But the ramah says, v'machmer yachmer v'amekel niskar lahakdim atzol l'mitzvah. So that's what we just said. The ramah is very adamant about that. Okay. Now, also, we should point out, l'maisa, that the Taz here, continuing the Ramah, Yesha Kasha Shasha in Lachalik ben Shimsha in Bailu Lilo Shimsha, he says there's no reason to be Machalik whether you had Bia or whether you didn't have Bia. So it's interesting. So the Taz here in Sifkot and Zion points out three Shitas in the Poskim. The Beis Yosef says, Shimsha Kodim Sharas Adam, you have to wait 5 days. The Shalosh Shimsha, you don't have to wait at all. You can do what? You could, the Shalosh Shimsha, Ainat Tzrich Lamtin Klal, and you could do, when the blood stops, you could do the Shiva Nikim. The Ramaz Machmir, in the other direction, the other pole, even if you're not Shimshu, you have to wait 5. Miryasim tam gzeira tol Shimshu. And the Bach says we only make the gzeira of Shimshu tol Shimshu dafka when the Baal is Be'ir. But where the Baal is not Be'ir, we don't make a what? We don't make the gzeira, and she could be miyad, do hefsek tara, and do shivanikim. But la halacha, he says in the Chuvas Ma'arik, we're machmir for 5 days, even if the husband's not in the city like the Ramah. But he says, as Yoni said, a kalash, a person need a samach l'chupasa, nearly the ain srich lahamtin klal, came into bekal lo shach akzer lo shimsha tal shimsha, came a dayin lo ba klal tashmish. So when she stops bleeding, you would do the shivanikim. But it doesn't come up so often, right? Because, I mean, her menstruation is going to be like a regular woman, right? So it shouldn't come up so often. So is anyone cholik on this taz? Okay, so this is the taz that Yoni was referring to in Sifkot and what Sifkot and Zion, that Lamaisa, exactly to your point, Jeremy, that there was no gzeira made. You didn't see anyone cholik on that taz? Wasn't a gzeira across the board? Okay, you would have thought that someone would have mentioned it, no? Okay, I got the impression that if you're like the, you know, the Ramah and you're machmer by everything, I don't know. I would have thought from the quietness of the Ramah, he said it across the board.
You only saw the Taz so far.
No. I'm just saying from the if you'd asked me what the Ramah would have expected the Ramah would have said it. No. Okay, because he says, let's continue now. Okay.
Is the Shach arguing
Lamaisa on this? Which Shach are you on? What's Sifkotin?
Sifkotin
Chof. Sifkotin Chof is Cholik on this? The Shach has a low plug, and he says the Bach is only Baal Be'er when it's not Baal Be'er. And he says the Marik says we cross the board. Yosir Mizeh, he says, Noga Filu Kala. So you're absolutely right. The Shach on the Alatar is Chaylik. So I missed the Shach. The Shach Alatar is Chaylik. And he says, Afal Pish, Ein Bezeh, Mokum, Lahachmer, Klav, again, in Muskar, Bepolskin, Mekomokor, Havikain, Varam, and Mutorim, Achrem, Nogub, Isser. Oh, that's what I wanted to point out, Lamaisa. This is like a, you know, this is like a din minig. The Gemara says in the Dharma, Daftev, Daftev, Bezeh, a minig might have a chalois of a diaraisa. We learned it this year in the Koilu. And that's Dafke, where people are knowing this Chumrah. The Makum, they're not knowing the Chumrah Bekala. Ein Lahachmir says the Mabush Yitar, Afilu Shlo B'Shasat Chak. Yechol HaKal Miyad Ach Riyasa Lusuk B'Tar Lusmer Shiv Nekim. So the Shach, as Jordan points out very, very nicely, Lamaisi is against the Taz. Seems to say across the board, but he says it should be like Dvarim HaMutarim. So the Mabush Yitar says that formulation, the Shach, depends if people have that minig. People have that minig, fine. People don't have that minig, not. But the end of the Shach, he backs out of it. Yes? So the Shasat Chak means what? Let's say all the suit is ready. It's in. You can't push off the wedding. So what do? So you can count Shiv and Nikim immediately. The Torah Shlomim writes this in Sof Sifkat Yud Ches. So I think even the Shach is saying like what Yoni said in the Taz, Jordan, no? I think that's the impression you get, that if it's a real Bidi Evit situation, even the Shach will allow it. You follow me? That's what he says from the Torah Shlomo. Sifkot and Yud Ches.
What's the Shasat Chak? They have the suit already?
The Shach, the same. Shasat Chak, you can count Lamaisa right away when she stops bleeding.
The Torah Shlomo.
The Torah Shlomo says, Sof Sifkot and Yud Ches. Okay, so even though the Taz says conceptually, the Shach seems to hedge it, but practically it seems like that, we would say like that Taz. Seems that way, based on your Nakuda, Jeremy. So everyone's saying good. Okay, that's what it seems to be. Okay, let's continue.
Why is it considered a shasat chak?
The wedding, they'll lose all the food, the catering, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, I guess if they don't want to, you know, they don't want to do it, whatever. They don't want it to be a chuppas nida. They don't want it to be a chuppas nida. We don't want it to be a chuppas nida. No one wants it to be a chuppas nida. Okay? All right, make it a good nakuda as well, Abra. But okay, that's what they didn't want it. Okay. Let's finish up that Ramah. The Chol Isha Sharah Afilu Kesem Tzrich Lahamtin Chamisha Yomim Im Yom Sharasabo. She sees a Keshem in the middle of Yomei Tara. She's got to do 5 and 7. Etifsuk Leisera Etisper Shivin Akim. Chenog Misenil Vein Lashanos. So it's adamant about that. So important. We get it clear. If during Shivin Akim she saw She just got to start seven. But if she's Yumei Tahara and she saw Kesem, and the Kesem is bad, you got to do 5 and 7. Okay? That's a Shiloh you get a lot of times. Okay? It's a Shiloh you get a lot of times. If it's a bad, if she's Yumei Tahara and she has a Kesem and it's bad, so you got to do 5 and 7. So Beferish Ramon, he's adamant about that. Vein Lashanos. However, the Shach in Sifkotin Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis quotes the Atiret Zav, who's in Lavush. Anyone who sees the Kesem, she's got to wait 5 and 7. Doesn't mean it was where they had Bia, where they didn't have Bia. But the Shach says, Ni Li Nira, by Ksomim, you can be Mekel. You don't need 5 days unless they had Bia before the Kesem. But if they didn't have Bia, why you have to wait 5 and 7? Ksomim Adarabonim, you should go Lakula. And he says, Efsher, even the Chumas Adeshin, who said you have to be Makrin of 5 days, that was the Roma Amish, not Ksomim. Therefore, if you notice how the Roma quotes it, it says, Yesh Shekosfu. You see, the Roma quotes it, Yesh Shekosfu, Sha'akshav, Ein Lechalik, Ben Shimshu, Lo Shimshu, Yesh Shekosfu, Sha'akshav. He only wrote that what? After he saw the Din Dam, right? He only wrote Yesh Shekosfu after it was a Din Dam. He didn't write it when he was talking about the Din of what? Ksomim. Because Ksomim Lomaisa were Mekel Lechalik, Ben Shimshu, Lo Shimshu. Mashenke, Beroa, Mamish. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think we hold like that, Shach. I think if a woman, you don't ask her whether she had bia or not, Lamaisa, in other words, if she had a kesem, in Yemei Tara, we do 5 and 7. If it's a problem, it's a problem.
Couldn't Shach not wait at all?
You have to wait till after she ends bleeding. When I always,
you
have to wait. That's what he seems to say. That's what he seems to say, Lamaisa. Yeah, she didn't have bia. Where she didn't have bia, Lamaisa, you don't have to wait, Lamaisa. It says she can count Shemunikim, bio makra, shal metzias akesim. Okay. The Chasam Sofer in Simen Peches is Mekel Bidyevid, Gam Bishimshu, where she counted Shemunikim after the kesim, without waiting at all, Lamaisa says he's Mekel Bidyevid. But if she found the kesim, of course, through a bidika, then there's no Kula Bidyevid. That's what the Pischachu writes in Sifkot Tet Zion. Okay. Let's continue now. Sif Yud Beis, okay? So what happens if she makes a mistake in the count and she's Tavla of a Shimsha? So Lamaisa, she has to wait Sheish Onos, Shlemus, and afterwards count Yom Echad Naki, then go to Mikveh. But the Stira, the Achashiva, let's say she didn't Tavla Kiroi, the Shimsha, then she's Tovelis Becholes. So this din here is also included, says the Chacham Sofer. Let's say she's Mesupik, how many days she counted. She doesn't know how many days she counted, so we have to be Savik Deraisa L'chumra. The Savik Deraisa, and therefore, Lamaisa, she's tossed to Menichim. She's Mesupik Lamaisa, that's Mamish, Savik Deraisa L'chumra. So, it's interesting, the Ramah doesn't say anything here, right? The Ramah doesn't say anything here. So the Shach and Sifkon Chav Gimel says, Rechoshish may be Polish Shechazir in the three days after Tashmish. She had to wait Sheish Onos, and then she counts 1 day Naki. But since the Ramah was not Magia anything, and that she has to Sarek Lahamdin Od Yom Echad, because of Tashmish Ben Ashmashos, Shmashmah here, that were not Machmer to wait 5 days and to be Tovo on the 6th. So because Milsalo Shechal Ogazir Ebe Rabbanam, and therefore she's Tovel as Miyad Akar Chamisha Yomim, meaning the 4 days. She only has to wait 4, and that's it in such a case where she made a mistake. So this is another example that comes up. That she would be able to wait not a full 5 in such a case. Now, what's interesting here is I want to point out, Lamaisa, is that there's an amazing Taz here. Now, normally we assume, I think I mentioned before, that a ben nida can be the gadol ador. It's only as a pogum, right? A ben nida can be a gadol ador of a family. If one's parents, God forbid, didn't know iktaz mishpacha and they have a child, the guy can be the gadol ador. Moshe writes in the tshuva. It's called a pogum, but it doesn't mean anything with dina. It means nothing, says Rav Moshe. So the taz, though, doesn't seem to go like that. I wanted to point out, the shach is very stark against him.
Do we say the same thing by Bamzer?
Mamzer could be the God of the Lord, but he said, then Mamzer. Ben Nida, we said the first day of the summer is not a Mamzer. Mamzer can only marry a Gioris or another Mamzeris, right? Ben Nida can marry anybody, and it could be the God of the Lord. Mamzer, you're right, also could be the God of the Lord. You're right. It's a mission in Hurrius, right? Kohen Gadol Amaretz, you know, Amamzer Tamachomis called him Kohen Gadol Amaretz, Yikarehim Yipnimim. The Torah is precious like pearls. So the Taz and Sifkot Yud, the Taz and Sifkot Yud points out she has to wait Sheish Onus because of Plata Shech Zera. So he points out, don't you need Shivanikim Ritzufim? And here there was a mafsik in the middle of May Shech Zera. So we said earlier in Shir, no, Dam is Hefsik Meshivanikim Ritzufim. Shech Zera is not a Hefsik. When you see blood, it's also the whole thing. You got to start again. Also Yom Bilvav. That day is not Naki. The Gemara has in Lamed Zayin Aleph, but not Sosa the whole thing. And we're also not. So Lamaisik comes out. So he says, in the end of the Siv, he says, Ach Stira Shalach Hashivik Igon Shalot Tovlik Yeroyi the Shimsha Harizu Tovelus Bechol Eis. So what is Hariz Tovelus Bechol Eis? Because since she already counted the Shivanikim, but the Tefila was bad. Or she's mechaseres tefillah. She's tovelus becholes v'chol amtana. Go again. She says, go again. The tefillah wasn't kshera. She had bia b'isser. So if she had bia b'isser, there is a din that you have to wait 90 days from a bia isser. Where's that din? In Ibn Ezra Simon Yud Gimel Sifhei. If you have a gir and his wife, you have a guy living together with a shiksa rachman al islam. Right? No. Let's say I have a couple that are going, and they want to get married. They want to get. No, they have a couple that's going. They want to convert. So what's the din? They have to be Polish. They want to convert for 3 months, 90 days. They have to be Polish for 3 months in order to be mafkim in zera kedusha lezera shena kedusha. You have a couple that's both non-Jews that want to convert. So there's a din Ibn Ezra. They have to wait 90 days. So frek the taz, the same thing here. They did a b'yisusha. She wasn't tovah kiroi. So I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean, Lamaisis? This is Zera Psula? The guy can be the God of the door. But he says no. So he's talking about Lamaisa that the husband was on Matsu Yetzlah Tosh Lo Shacharashim, Kodim Labia Sisser, then Lamaisa, it's not Shach Lahavchana, Kane Efshun Shisabri Menim and Bias Kodim Shahu Behetter. What she saw blood is in a klum, Allah Lamaisa. She wasn't Mecheskis Mesulek as Domim. So in a Khanami, if the husband wasn't with her for 90 days, kodem bias iser lamaisa, then you have to be parish 90 days, kedilakim in zera lazera. He says, halacha lamaisa sarachiyun. But he says, that's all im avr lo sofra shivinikim, idam chimut, somach lakupasa, vetavla, then you don't have to be parish 90 days, because not dom laklal agir, because kal is a chshash chim is only midrabanan. But he takes the scenario of a ben nida so seriously. And the shach and the kudiska says, lo kashamidi. Since they were nolad, she came into nolad of vlad shalom kedusha. By the case they were goyim, so therefore you need avchana ben zera lazera. Mashenkin, in our case, if you're nolad ben anida, kaima on a kosher who, simin dalad sifid gimel ibn ezer. Like I said, he could be the god of the door. So bichlal, the whole kasha the taz doesn't start. But I want you to know that taz that a ben anida, he seemed to treat very seriously. But lamaisa, we don't assume like that. Halacha lamaisa. Okay. And then the last sif, and then we got to get to the beginning of the siman with about the hefsek tar. We got to start, but in sif yud gimel, there's an interesting tester that we don't do bisman hazeh. And that is, if a woman has tasha shamita, and she wants to avoid the whole problem, she wants to count the next day. You know what a good idea would be? Let her wipe herself good, ba'osu makom b'molch or bebeget, get rid of all the zera. Then you have nothing to worry about. A plate of shikh mazara. Or she should wash with mayim chamim, the mechaber says, yaflitu kol hazara. So the Ramah says, ain't out of bikim bizman hazeh. We don't rely on this, says the Ramah. And he says, v'achi nog, and our minig is to, even if you didn't have bia, that you're not mechalakim tzvila svira, and anyone's parents get up at v'aramel, v'mach v'shinog, v'lachim, v'yishkenu nachas. Very strong. Yishkenu nachas. Very strong statement of the Ramah. So we go five all the time. We came up with some exceptions, but this would not be okay to do. Now, it's interesting.
Really, what if you're a Sephardi? Sephardi and Halakhid or doing Halakhid?
The Mechaber has this, but let's see. The Mechaber has this. The minig is, based on this, the minig is that the Ramah is the one who says we don't do this. The Mechaber quotes this. What'd you say, Johnny?
No, I'm saying Lamaisa is not going to come up because the woman's going
to say it's menstruating, yeah. Yeah, but he says, but I want you to get this. He says, the minig is that a woman should not go to a beis hamirchatz for 3 days after going to mikveh. Because most women are misaber achat tefilason or samach levestan. She wants to become pregnant. It could mess it up. Therefore, thank you very much, Pedro. Therefore, he says, if Lamaisha, she went to Mirkatz, Besok Shloshi Yom Elel Tfilosun, we're afraid the water going in there might be mafled all the Zera. And therefore, many people have a minig not to turn over, that she shouldn't turn over. She should lie on her back, Lamaisha, because we're afraid the Zera might come out. And therefore, Lamaisha, she shouldn't walk, do too much calisthenics in those things in those 3 days, because the dam Lamaisha came, not the dam, the halicha might cause a plita shechazera. And they actually suggest that a woman after the tazer should lie there and not get up right away. And he says that women that are nizaras b'cholelo tavala and bracha, says the drish and the biragoyle, the Torah shlomim and the sidri tara. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that at the end of the siman as well. The Magen Ram says it, and Hilchos Yom Kippurim. But it's an interesting din that comes up. Okay. Now, yes, go ahead.
Why did you have a guy who's infertile?
Yes.
Did you have the gzera of shichlas pulit gzera?
I think we make it across the board, yeah.
It's not like the color, the case of the color, it's like, mamish, the guy's like...
Yeah, I don't think we can make, you know... I don't think we can make exceptions to the rule after you say that Ramah. And Ramah is very adamant about this. It's kind of nakash. Unless you find one of the Gedolei Acharim that says it, you know.
No, I'm saying if you make it by the case of the Kala, you have a guy.
I know the Taz said that, Lamaisa, but I don't know. What, you mean if it's proven that he's not fertile, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. I would imagine we would not want to break the Gzeiris, you know. You're saying it's a Nusul Lo Shrika Lo Gazer Be Rabbanan. That's what you want to say. Okay, I don't know. You got to think about it. It's a good kasha. Okay, let's go to the beginning of the siman. I want to start with the following. We'll get to the details of it with the shach and the taz. But the bottom line is, I want to start with this din is that a hefsek tahara is no doubt a din d'oraisa. Okay? There is a tshuva zichron yosef and siman taz has a whole chakira about it. Bottom line is that we assume that Mabushi Tara, Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Tshuva Sifka involved, that the Rambam holds that there's a din, we all accept that she's got to end the day with Tara. There's a din of Hefsek Tara, it's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is on Daf Samaches. It's interesting that in the lingo, in the Psak, in the Shor, it's called the Hefsek Tara, Mishnayis, and it's a Hufra Shabbatara. I don't know when it changed, when the time changed, but... But Lamaisa, it's the same concept, okay? So it's definitely a din d'oraisa. It's got to be done, and it steps up to your count of Shiva Nakim. What I want to just talk about, Lamaisa, we'll start with, I don't know if we'll finish it, let's start with, we assume, it's got to be done before Shkia, okay? It's got to be done before Shkia. Now, that's a din d'oraisa. If it's a din d'oraisa, it should be done before Shkia. Now, for Mincha, we know Ramosh says you have 8 minutes to daven Mincha after Shkia. Rav Avadia says 13. The Ramah Bidyeva gives you up to Tzeis HaKachav, which is like 25 minutes from Shekhar, all he says. But for Hefsek Tahara is a din d'oraisa. The bottom line is that you shouldn't allow it before Shkia. I get a lot of the Shilas like that. You know, this, the 30 seconds or a minute afterwards. The bottom line is d'oraisa, you should wait a day. You should wait the next day. It's a din d'oraisa. That's the mice, you know, Shkia, Shkia. And in there, I think I heard from in the name of Nevinson Shlita, someone asked him once, and, you know, it was like 30 seconds after Shkia, he thought the guy was nuts. He said, Shkia, Shkia, that's it. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, it's very quicker, and that's it. So the mice, we should not be makel on this, I don't think, okay? That's what I always wait a day. You shouldn't so start telling me the time. This time, so this. You don't want me to pass on what time is okay. You know, I don't. You know, the atomic naval. Observation. The bottom line is that it's a din d'oraisa. Okay, it's a din d'oraisa. Has to be done before the end of the day. We'll get to more of the details tomorrow. But what I want to just do now, I don't know if we'll be able to finish it. But what is the din? And the Shach and the Taz discussion here, what is the din if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, and the Shul's Mekabel Shabbos at 7, and she did her Hefsek Tahara before Shkia, but after Meirv, after everyone had davened. So, the Taz is of the opinion and the Marsh. The Taz is of the opinion, and the Marshal Lamaisa, it's a very important machlekes. It appears two places in Orachaim. The two ways to approach the Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. Does it change the calendaric day, or does it imbue Kedusha into the day, but the day is the same? Where does it come up, the Taz and Marshal? Comes up in Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah. If you begin Shmini Atzeres early, you come home and have your meal, can you still say Leisha B'Sukkah? The Taz says, absolutely not. He says, Kfar Cholof Hayom. It's already Shmini Atzeres. You can't say Leisha B'Sukkah. The Lomdus is a change the calendaric day. The Marshal says you imbued Kedusha Shmini Atzeres today, but it's still counted directly. Shana Rabbah, you can say Leisha B'Sukkah. This is Lishitos and Hilchos Shabbos in summer months, where you finish your whole meal before Seis. Are you Yotzei Suda Shabbos? Taz says, yeah, no problem. Lishitoso. Marshal says, I'm sorry, you got to at least eat a Kazayas after Tzeis. So it's a Machlekes Taz Marshal, in essence, what the mechanics of Tosefes is. It could be the Avnei Shoham, the Sefer Avnei Shoham says, it might be totally on the Shaila and the Gemara and Brachos when Rav was Sully, the Shabbos, Bear of Shabbos, did he say Kiddush? If you hold it, changes the calendar day, then he said Kiddush. If you only just daven, then it only imbued Kedusha vis-a-vis davening, not vis-a-vis Kiddush. That's what the Avnei Shoham wants to be told. So it's a very important machlekes Taz Marshal on what the mechanics of Tosefes Shabbos is. But what I want to bring out to you here now is very critical. And that is that machlekes Taz Marshal is only in areas of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov. But in Yanu of Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no doubt that even if you take the Taz's approach that it changes the calendaric day, it does not change the calendaric day outside of what? Outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Even if you assume like the Taz that it changes the calendaric day, Lamaisa, outside of Hilchos Shabbos, meaning Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no way that it affects it. And that's the way we paskin here, that the Hefsek Tower is still good until Shkia. Because even if it's a halachic day change in Shabbos, it's only Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't transform other areas in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the way we paskin.
What's that based on
is because the din of Kedusha, the host of Kedusha, only is in areas that pertain to Kedusha. And therefore that's Shabbos. So therefore something that Shabbos lends itself to that. Whereas, when it comes to Hefsek Tahara, we paskin, even though the Shach hedges a little bit if she davened herself, but the bottom line is we go all the way to Shkia. Just had this Shiloh this past Shabbos. This guy asked me, Lamaisa. She did it after everyone was Makabas, they started Shabbos early, but she did it for Shkia, it's fine. Does not change the concept. I'll give you two other examples. Let's say Amila. Let's say a boy was born this past Shabbos, let's say, on Friday afternoon at 7:30. What do you mean? Everyone's Makabel Shabbos. If you're diving early, then you're done already. When is the bris of that boy? It's Beferish and Nechus Mila. It's on Friday. I was Shabbos. Because it doesn't change it. Ramosha points us out in the Chuvas. It doesn't change the calendaric day outside of the area of Hilchos Shabbos. I'll give you another example. Mr. Bruno, I think it's Simon Nunhei. I had this shahil also 2 weeks ago. Remember, we had a bar mitzvah in the shul, Shabbos Chazon. The guy's a beautiful boy. So the family wanted him to daven Meyer for the Yomid, early minion. I said, no, I'm sorry. He can't. In Shunim, Hilchos Shunim, they start Shabbos. He's not 13 yet. It was Bobo Yom, the bar mitzvah. It was Bobo Yom. Mekabel Shabbos early. Doesn't it make Shabbos? Yes. In purpose of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not regarding Hefsek Tahara. Not regarding Hilchos Mila. Not regarding Hilchos Shana. It does not change a calendaric day. So Lamaisa, that's a very important point. And also, in general, whenever you talk about Tosefes, it's not Mamish like Shabbos. It's got to be Onish. That's a Beferish Gemara on you without Payalif. Everyone should know that. You're not Chayav Skila. If you're Mekabel Shabbos early and you turn the light on, the maze with Eidman Asar, you're not Chayav Skila. It's a Beferish Gemara. So that you have to know it as well. But I want you to know, even if you hold like this Taz, there is only one area where it might chop a nafkimin outside your kol torah kula, that's only because of halacha kedivya makeup of. Where's the shayla? Let's say you're makabel Shabbos early and you have a shmua krova or rechoka. What's a shmua krova? Right? 29 days. Rechoka is 30 on. You heard one of your seven loved ones die, God forbid. So the guy's Mekabel Shabbos, who was 29 Friday. 30 is, Shabbos is 30. So he comes home from Shabbos, or Mekabel Shabbos early, hears on the phone machine that one of his seven relatives died. First thing he'd heard of it. Is that a Rechoka or a Krova? Big Nafkamina. Rechoka is one day, chiseled down to an hour, but it's a Miskasim Kekulo. Shmua Krova is Shivan Shloshim. So what do you say? So he was Mekabel Shabbos early, but still, outside the area of Ilchus Shabbos, I would have said, listen, it's still a Shmua Krova, right? It's not 30 yet. So I think the post Gemara Mekel, that can say, Allah could even make up Avel. But that might be because we all Velus were Mekel. But there's no doubt, Lamaisa, even though the, as I say, the way we paskin, that even in Mekabel Shabbos early will not affect the Hefsek Tara. Now, I want to point out, Lamaisa, one sec, Zach. Before we get to the, what'd you say?
It must be Machloket in that case. If we're
single. Yeah, I don't know why the Shach, okay, well, when we get to a little bit more tomorrow, Lamaisa, the Shach does pilpul Lamaisa, that if she daven Lamaisa, right, the Shachar and Sifkat and Dalit, right, he points out Lamaisa, this holding of Tosefis, as we said, but then at the end, very end, he says, if maybe she davened herself, Lamaisa, I mean, the bottom line is that we're mekel. Even if she taka davened halacha l'maisa, we're always mekel halacha l'maisa. Up until shkia, it doesn't affect it. But you got to make sure you do it before shkia. Okay, you got to make sure you do it before shkia. Now, what I wanted to bring out is there is a big shaila that comes up. You know, a lot of times, first of all, we should tell women when they want to do a hefsek tara. We'll talk about. She's got to wash herself, and we'll get to all the details, but tomorrow, if we don't get to it today. But what I wanted to say is she should start doing it before shkia, like half an hour before. She shouldn't do it 2 minutes before. Okay? Now, if a woman works, it's hard for her to get out, especially in the winter. She should definitely do one in the morning, and we'll talk about that. Bidiyevit, you can rely on that if she didn't have time to do it later. You always want to do it closer to shkia as possible because she might have bled, right? That's a general rule. But the bottom line is that if she's working, going to be busy, we tell her to do it in the morning. If she couldn't do it later, okay, you can rely on it if it was clean. But, and we'll talk about other details of that if we get to it tomorrow. But what I wanted to bring out is that she should start a half an hour beforehand, because if the first one wasn't good, she could do it again. And then she could do it again. So the Messer that I have is, Cousin Ish wasn't a big fan of that, though, of doing that. But our Messer, at least my Messer is that you can do it again a few times, but there's got to be a little bit of time between each. So I would say about 5 minutes maybe. About 5 minutes between each one to make sure, let's say, one time, two times, three times, your third time is fine. So, but that's if you waited 5 minutes between each, okay? So that's why, in general, when doing the Hefsek Tara, which is D'oraisa, you want to make sure that what you start before and you don't do it the last moment, okay? So let's start the inyonim of the Hefsek Tara. It's interesting, I just wanted to know, if anyone noticed, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sifal, Shivis Yom Shazava Soferis. Why is he mentioning Zava? Because it's D'oraisa, right? It's D'oraisa. Yeah, the Shivis Yom Nikim is D'oraisa for a Zava. That's why he mentioned Zava and not needed. A Nida L'maisa is only counting L'maisa Shiva Nikim Midrabanan, right? Anita and the Zav is the one who does it with Yeraisa. So that's why it's interesting, even though Bitzman says no nafkimina, I just thought it was interesting, Lamaisa, that the Shulchan Aruch says like this. I didn't make this a Ara. I wish I would have, but the Torah Shlomim Sifkot and Aleph makes this a Ara. And Lechem Nesimla says, Bitzman says any woman that sees Dama Kesem has to count Shiva Nikim Kedin Zav. So that's why the Mechaber, even though it's very practical, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shtig Alumnus, he wants to point out that Din Zav. Interesting diuk that he makes. Okay, now.
Maybe he's teaching about Hefsek Tahara. His Tahara is in D'oraisa?
The Shiva Nikim for a Zav is D'oraisa. But Hefsek Tahara also is D'oraisa. Of course.
Like, why is that longer? Isn't that just a pasuk?
No, but I'm saying halacha l'maisa, and every woman who were makra, Nida, Ziv is all the same thing, like Reb Zera, right? Just interesting the way that he says it. Shiva Shom Shazava Soferis. Right. Anita also has to be Soferis Shiva Nikim, practically. Right. I'm just saying the reason why he says it, says the Sefer Torah Shlom Sifkot and Aleph, is to point out this Nakuda, that the real din of Shiva Nikim is only by a Zava. Okay? All right.
Yeah, we don't have six hours to read. What's the pasuk?
It says she has to end the day. We'll get to what's the pasuk? We'll get to the Lamaisa. When it says, It says she has to end the day b'tahara. It's the Mishnah in Nida Daf Samaches. The Meiri says, even though the Mishnah is talking about Taris, but we expand it to Bidika Labayla, and we assume Lamaisa, Rashi says, Lamaisa, is it a Pasuk? I don't know. It's a good question. Let's look into it more, Jeremy. I think it's a Svara, because Rashi in Nida Samaches Mav Demask Hashminin says, you need a Hefsik Tara because Shuchsuka, then Ma'ayna is Pasuach. So you need a reis to destroy that chazaka. So leka lechazuki b'tarat she tiftok and timsatz and nekiya she posik dam legamri. So it's mistaber. It's a svara di reisa. I don't think there's a posik for it. It's mistaber, and that's what we said halach lemaisa. Okay. Oh, so this din, okay, of this din of hefsik tara we said is absolutely crucial. And there are really three steps in the Hefsek Tara. Let's just start it. We'll pick it up tomorrow. The first step is Rechitzas HaMakom, to make sure that you wash it off, that the Dam is not there. The second one is the Bedika Panimius, is a cleaning, checking inside, internally. And the third is HaNachas HaMok, the Moch Tochuk, that is the Minigus to be in there. It's an old age custom, which we'll get to Lamaisa. That's there from Shkia to Tzeisek Kochavim. Now, I want to just close today, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. We got to move about the Rechitza, is to make sure that she has no flow of blood there. So the Rama writes, Bidyevid and Sif Gimel, he writes, if she didn't wash herself and she found herself Nikia, the Hefsek Tara is good Bidyevid. Okay? So you have to be very careful. Rav Moshe points us out, Yordei Chelik Beis Simenai and Aleph, that when a woman washes herself and miyad, she checks herself, we're afraid that maybe the water might clean off the blood that was on the aid. So maybe really there was blood on the aid, but the water washed it off. So Rav Moshe says you should make sure, you should wait a little bit between the Rechitza and the Bedika. But Rav Moshe still says if she didn't wait, it's not Ma'akev. We still assume it's still good. But there is this notion of Rechitza, which is the first step, and you should wait a little bit. Okay, well, Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. And we got to get going with the Bedikas, Shiva Nikim, the Hefsek Tara, and then into the, going to the Mikveh with Chatzitza. Okay? All right. Very good. Good to see everyone. Welcome.